Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The individuals in a global diplomacy case returned to their home countries of Canada and China on Saturday after being freed hours earlier. Canadians Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig were welcomed home by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau after their plane landed in Calgary, Alberta, early Saturday. They were arrested in 2018 in China, less than 2 weeks after the arrest of Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou in Canada on a U.S. extradition request. All three were detained for more than 1,000 days altogether. Meng's flight to China landed minutes after Spavor and Kovrig arrived in Canada. Before Meng's arrival, her pending return was the main news development on China Central Television's midday news report. A foreign ministry spokesperson posted a welcome home message on social media. Meng was under house arrest in Canada until she reached a deal with the U.S. Justice Department allowing her to go home. The U.S. accuses her of fraud in her transactions with banks on behalf of Huawei. Late Friday, at a hastily arranged news conference, Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau praised Spavor and Kovrig, saying, "For the past 1,000 days, they have shown strength, perseverance, resilience, and grace." U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken put out a statement welcoming the release of the two Canadians after what he called more than 2.5 years of arbitrary detention. At least 8 people were killed Saturday and 9 others injured when a car bomb exploded on a street corner near the president's residence in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Somali police told VOA that 8 people had died in the blast. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for that attack.